that, but there's a certain grieving period.
Oh, yeah. You don't grieve. You get sick physically. It's the most phenomenal physical and emotional and spiritual experience a human being can go through, and we do nothing to, because nobody wants to talk about
death. I mean, not to, I know you're in the middle of doing this, but it brings up a question. How much longer did Jackie Onassis, how long did she live after Kennedy's death?
All right, she lived to 1994, so 31 years.
And was she ever with anybody else afterwards?
Well, yes, married Aristotle Onassis.
Yeah, but there was another little brief fling.
But how soon after?
Not real soon.
67 they got married, I believe. Much to the chagrin of America.
You know...
That was my next question. How well was it received?
They didn't like him. I mean, first
nobody
of all,
liked him.
She's a beautiful woman. She was still very young. She was only 35, 36.
She made all these stipulations, though, to him.
Yeah.
I'll be with you these months. And, you have to take care of the kids. You know,
I think
kids.
Part of it, there was that. But part of it was, I can't think of a more famous woman with children that did more to protect those kids.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. And by the way, separate bedrooms and everything.
Wow.
So,
he snored. And he had baklava breath.
He snored.
And he was old.
Yeah, he was like Rick Peters' age or something.
He was, I know he was older than Tony DeFranco.
Wait a second.
Hi, I'm a dead man walking, and I just want you to know how much I've enjoyed
it. You're fine.
He never listens to the show.
Yeah, I know, I would still hit dump, though.
All right, I'll hit the dump button. Okay. Jesse Smollett attended his first red carpet premiere since he, it says here, allegedly staged that attack. Who are you people kidding? Really, I mean, who was Dave Chappelle really getting holding on for that?
It's allegedly Monday, too.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Isn't it nice that Ye and Drake are going to do a concert in L.A. next month to advocate for Chicago street gang leader Larry Hoover? I guess Drake has finished processing his feelings over the Astroworld catastrophe.
Right.
Can't make these people up, and why would you want to? And now, with a word about Millbrook Family Chiropractic at 7:03, here's Jay.
Thank you very much. Yes, Millbrook Family Chiropractic, Dr. Jeff Pasley, Dr. Barbara Bloomquist, and Will Reeves are there to make you feel better in Millbrook, just off of Highway 14 in Millbrook. 285-8483 is their number, but their website is really what you want to remember, millbrookchiropractor.com. You can also just Google Millbrook Family Chiropractic, and you'll be able to come up with it, millbrookchiropractor.com. It is there you can fill out new patient forms if you are one. It is also where you can also look and see the different insurances that are accepted, pretty much all of them. You should be good. And you can also find out the steps that they're going to take to make you feel better. And the kind of plan they're going to, it's part of a nutrition plan, an exercise plan. It's a lot of stuff that goes into making you feel better. You don't just visit a doctor, take a pill, and get done. And if you do, you don't want to get stuck on those pills, especially pain relievers. Millbrook Family Chiropractic can help you with that. Dr. Jeff Pasley and his team have been around there over 12 years in Millbrook now. Visit them online at millbrookchiropractor.com for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Just read this quickly, Jay.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Changed our call letters to KORN. SRN News coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We don't really have any problems. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka. This goes slow you down much this morning. We do have a good bit of congestion coming out of Wetumpka on Highway 231. Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson beginning to get busy, as well as East South Boulevard because of incoming traffic. Troy Highway, Highway 331, even Highway 80 is a bit busy this morning. But no accidents anywhere. Buckle up, and we will keep you updated. Shopping is great at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
stop for just a moment? At Guardian Credit Union, we know life happens. It can be difficult, exhausting, and sometimes scary. We want you to know that we're here for you. Our friendly team at Guardian truly cares and is ready to listen to your needs, and most importantly, are genuinely ready to help. Connect with us at myguardiancu.com or call us at 334-244-9999. Federally insured by NCUA.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And now a star is born. On November 22nd, 1921, the world welcomed little baby Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, congratulations, Mom. Whoa. This baby is so ugly, I should slap you.
Rodney Dangerfield, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew. We in Washington. Democracy is said to be deteriorating across the world, with some countries notably taking undemocratic and unnecessary actions to contain the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to an intergovernmental body in its latest report out today. International Ideas says that as of August of 2021, 64% of countries have taken an action to curb the pandemic that it considers to be disproportionate, unnecessary, or illegal. The situation is also getting worse in countries that are not democratic. The city of Waukesha, Wisconsin, says at least five people are dead, more than 40 injured after an SUV sped through the barricades and into a Christmas parade in the Milwaukee suburb. The city did not release any additional information about those who died. Police have said a person of interest is in custody. On Wall Street, Dow futures right now are up by 86 points. This is SRN News.
Right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
I cleaned, I cooked, the house looked good. They came, but nobody helped. They drank, they smoked while telling jokes. Someone let go a belch. Don't you ever say I didn't entertain. Your family is nuts. They are getting crude, yelling for some food like they're at Pizza Hut.
Hey, when are we eating?
I even bought a butterball, but no one really cares. day long, but no one thanked me at all. They ate so quick, now as I sit, they run to go watch football. Your shirt is untucked, 'cause you ate too much. I am ready to drop. Dishes piled up high, as you scream for pie, you are pissing me off.
God, I never want to see those people again.
Well, we all feel that way. After all, it's Christmas and we're all in misery. Actually, I wrote a column about Christmas vacation last night for the December boom.
Yeah, I'm anxious to of course, I love the movie, so I'm anxious.
Yeah, and basically, the case I make is that we all have that Clark Griswold in us. You know, the desire to have the perfect Christmas every year, but something inevitably comes up.
Yeah.
Not obviously as goofy, you know, a SWAT team breaking into your house and a kidnapping, but I think it hits that, because that's what I try to do every year.
Now, I can compare it to this, and you'll relate, I think. I'm not sure Jay will relate to this. Do you remember plugging in the tree the first time?
Yes.
And there's no lights, of course. Then you have to individually go through every stupid bulb.
Yep.
Every stupid bulb on the tree.
Yeah, we didn't put ornaments on the tree until the lights were on and checked. Back in those days, you had to be very careful because the lights got hot.
Yes,
at least
they did.
The lights today don't get hot. And right. You have to worry if your tree dries
out. Dry the tree out.
Burst into flame. That's another thing that happened in the Griswold family Christmas. The tree burst into flame. Thank you, Uncle Lewis, for that.
Then there were the smaller bulbs on the tree, but those outside bulbs, remember how much bigger they were?
I wrote about them. They're called C9s, because mm-hmm. I obviously did not staple 25,000 lights into my roof like Clark does. Right. But every year, I worked the entire perimeter of the roof mm-hmm. with the big C9 bulbs.
Right.
And one year, I plugged it in, and I'm not exaggerating, I heard snap, crackle, and pop, and they all went out. So after a couple of tests, it was clear that the whole thing had short-circuited.
Right.
Did I give up? Did I kick anything? Not me. You know my temper better than that. I went back to the store. I picked up 6 boxes of C9s, mm-hmm. took the old strings down, mm-hmm. strung up the new ones, and they worked just fine.
Now, here's another question.
I'm dedicated, if nothing else.
Since we have those little ones now, little... some people prefer to have them blink. No.
Well, you know, they have...
On and off.
They have... Most of them come with boxes now.
You could either
they
have
can
them
flash
blink.
Together. They can twinkle individually, intermittently.
Yeah.
Or you can have the seizure setting, where if you look at it long enough, you know, you'd be like this. It is 7:15. Big night at Baumhauer's is coming Wednesday. We're celebrating a couple of birthdays. Charles Hollis's grandchild. Charles is a special spot.
Hey, Rosie just had a birthday over the weekend.
Well, that's the other birthday we're celebrating. I wrote a nice... Her birthday was Saturday. Everybody's birthday was like on weekends and stuff this year. We're going to be celebrating Rosie, too, and we hope you'll join us at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Or at least get by there. See the new refreshed Baumhauer's. They've redone the interior. They've gotten rid of all the old TVs. And put up brand new ones and located them, I think, in a much better way than the previous group.
I think so.
It feels more open in there, mm-hmm. and you got a good view of whatever it is you want to watch. In fact, they have screens that they can split into 4 separate games if that's what you want to do. Great place to make your Iron Bowl plans, or if you're going to watch the Iron Bowl at home, why not treat yourself and your guests to trays of Baumhauer's wings, whatever you want. They go to baumhauers.com, look under catering, and you can get party trays, not just wings, but almost anything you want. And that includes like a gigantic mountain of gooey fries.
Yep.
Personally, I'm partial to the sweet potatoes with the Thai sweet barbecue sauce, but to each his own. Baumhauers.com is the place to get started. 716.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Boy, the rain was on perfect timing this morning as far as the start time and the end time. And now all of it is in southeast Alabama. It is the back edge has now reached Enterprise, and it will be exiting the state soon. Clouds this morning. Later on, we'll see some sun. A breezy, much cooler day. I mean, it's not breezy now, but it will be. Today's high 64. Gusty northwest winds 15 to 20 later. Freeze warning tonight. Clear and cold. Overnight low temperature 30 by dawn. And by the way, I think this will be the last freeze warning they issue. In other words, they only issue those at the beginning of the season and at the end of the season, back in the spring. You follow me? They don't do it after that. This will probably be the last one. Very cool tomorrow. Highs only in the 50s. Then great Thanksgiving weather. Looks like, the good travel weather Wednesday with a high in the low 60s will be on Thanksgiving down to 36 in the morning, upper 60s in the afternoon. Now, that's nice. So dry during the daytime, maybe some showers by Thursday night. Right now this morning, cloudy. It's 58. 717.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Chilling with my kin, candied yams ain't my thing. Baby, baby, no turkey, cause I'm a vegan. I'm not cranberry-in, I don't want no stuff in. Baby, baby, all I want this year for Thanksgiving. Pile on my plate, mashed potato style.
If you're ever curious how old these bits are, just remember whatever song they're parodying.
Well, yeah, but they still parody stuff that's been around for a while, too.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that one's been around a long time, but I like it. It's
I can't remember the song that it's parodying.
The one you played last hour was really good.
That's coming back at 8, because it's brand new. Mashed Potato Hero?
Yeah.
Yeah. Foreigner song?
I really liked it. It was good.
Really, really well done. Danny from Food Outlet, by the way, speaking of mashed potatoes, calling in later in the hour.
Okay.
Around 7:55, I think, after Animal Stories.
Got some more deals for people at the Food Outlet?
Yes. And they had everything I needed yesterday. We're having a small, small Thanksgiving. 4.
Yeah.
Because all my friends are leaving us.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why we did Thanksgiving last Monday. I brought it for you guys because I wanted to do, you know.
But you see,
our Thanksgiving.
The statute of limitations on that food has worn off. That's a distant memory now, isn't it, Jay? Doesn't that seem like.
I mean, I remember it very well. It was very good.
I am teasing you.
It was real important for me.
Because we were just talking about mashed potatoes, and we don't do mashed potatoes during Thanksgiving. That's the only time I get mashed potatoes during Thanksgiving.
Do
sweet potatoes. We do candied yams.
Okay.
I do both. And I make the candied yams. But pretty much everything else I'm having pre-done this year.
I had Friendsgiving at a friend's house this weekend.
Yeah, those are fun.
That went real well.
We did a couple of those here at the company a long time ago.
We used to do a Thanksgiving here at the station.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah.
We used to do potluck over
pre a lot of things, because it's been a while.
Yeah.
We did potluck at the TV station every Thanksgiving week.
So one of your breakfast specials, probably Monday, is going to be a turkey club.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it'll be great. It'll be great. Take my word for it. 7:20, we got your local news. We're back in 1 minute. After that, to do random facts, and of course, there will be a convoluted intro, and everything followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. A man is in police custody after assaulting a state trooper. 57-year-old Randy Lee Wade was arrested Saturday night in Sumter County. Police say that on Friday, a trooper stopped Wade for a traffic violation, and the trooper was in the process of arresting Wade for six warrants when Wade assaulted the trooper and fled the scene. Troy football coach Chip Lindsey has been fired. A.D. Bryn Jones announced Sunday that the university is making a change in leadership and parting ways with Lindsey. The news comes in the wake of Troy's 45-7 home loss this weekend. And with the Iron Bowl now just days away, the Department of Veterans Affairs is teaming up with the Student Veterans Associations for both Alabama and Auburn for Operation Iron Ruck. Participants will walk from Tuscaloosa to Auburn carrying 17 rucksacks, representing the 17 veterans who take their lives across the country every day. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
When it comes to your bones, joints, and tendons, in an instant, everything can change. And because getting injured isn't something you plan on, you can plan on Baptist Ortho Now to be ready. It's no appointment necessary, urgent orthopedic injury care from board-certified physicians, and recovery treatment from a team of expert physical therapists and sports medicine specialists, all in one facility. Through a dynamic partnership between Baptist Health, Southern Orthopedic Surgeons, and Pro Impact Physical Therapy, Baptist Ortho Now offers patients immediate access to orthopedic care and rehabilitation with no appointment needed. It's how we're planning to get you back to being you faster. Baptist Ortho Now on East Chase Parkway across from Target. Now open and accepting patients Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Learn more at BaptistOrthoNow.org.
As inflation reaches all aspects of life, we'll report on the latest. This is an inflation update.
Inflation has rocked the music industry, where everything is a little more than it was yesterday.
That's right. The Proclaimers now have to walk 542 miles just to be the man to fall down at your door.
In a recent tweet, Sammy Hagar stated he can't drive 58.
Lou Bega has even a little more Tina in his life as he sings Mambo number 8 and a half.
Paul Simon is experiencing a colossal case of writer's block as he now has to come up with 62 ways to leave your lover.
But there is some good news. The Beatles have always been prepared for inflation as they have regularly loved you 8 days a week.
Join us next time for your inflation update.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is November 22nd. Start your own country day. Just claim some land, give your country a name, create a flag, and launch your own national healthcare website. Good luck with that last one. Have a patriotic Start Your Own Country Day. And now,
we present the king of the land of
random.
Yeah. Random facts.
Oh, like creating a country. And he just created you and made you the czar of the
world. I know, and I already have my loyal subjects every day who come in and, you know, welcome me. Oh, well, then there's him as well. There's Chase.
Yeah. Would that be your mascot of your country?
Look at him.
Well,
good boy.
I'd have a lot of mascots then. Because I'd have Chase.
Yeah, and you got some more.
And then I'd have the Frenchies. And then I'd have Greg's dogs. And then I'd have Bruce and Stella back home. And, yep. I'd have so many mascots.
In the land of random facts.
Welcome to the land of random facts. Let me tell you a tale. This is Sir Richard Whittington.
Richard Whittington.
Yes.
Say, did I know?
Did you know? Now it's going to be...
sounding like Clouseau.
Yeah, that or Thurston Howell. Did you know? Yeah, Flower, did you know? So Richard Whittington, yeah, very much. Medieval mayor of London, you see, yeah. He founded a charity upon his death in the year 1423. That charity is still operational.
Wow.
It provides housing to the elderly and impoverished. So, yeah, that's
not too many charities go back that far.
No, they don't. Did you know one of the detectives who inspired the television show Cagney and Lacey was married to, what was his name, Ito, Judge Ito, the guy who presided over the O.J. Simpson trial?
Lance Ito?
Yeah.
He was married to this guy?
Lance Ito was married to one of the women who inspired Cagney and Lacey.
Okay.
You've never seen that show, have you?
I didn't like it. I watched it once.
I can't even remember what was the
Did you know how he just faded out of oblivion? He didn't want to.
Oh, Judge Ito? Yeah, no.
I think he retired after OJ, didn't he?
I think he did.
Most of those people, except for Shapiro,
Marcia dropped out of sight immediately. Right?
Shapiro and what's the guy? What's the other prosecutor? Was it Al? No.
Oh. Chris Darden.
No, the other one, the bigger, heavyset guy.
The fat guy.
Yeah, who was the attorney, and that I'm completely. He passed away.
Effley Bailey?
No. Not Effley. You're talking.
He did the. If the glove doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Right. Johnny Cochran.
Cochran. That's who it is. That's who I was trying to come
with
up
with. Alabama connections.
Here. Yeah, yeah. But he had passed away. But you heard about him, Shapiro, and I think Darden, but almost everybody else, which there isn't many more. The judge and the other lady. Gone. See, I don't remember the names. That's how much it's stuck in my head.
Man, can you imagine a jury acquitting somebody who killed two people?
I mean, it's a travesty.
There were OJ references galore on the internet over the last few days.
Oh, my Lord. Did you know?
For the race baiters, you know.
But Marcia.
Yeah.
Marcia.
What was her last name?
Clark.
Yeah.
Marcia Clark.
Did you know that both Beethoven and Mozart actually did meet each other? One account that is frequently cited was when Beethoven, on leave of absence from the Bonn Court Orchestra, traveled to Vienna to meet Mozart.
Uh-huh.
The year was 1787, and Beethoven was just 16 years old.
Mozart.
Huh?
Beethoven was 16?
Yeah.
How old was Mozart?
Mozart was 30.
Was 30. And they met Ringo?
Yeah, they met Ringo. Did you know, while in prison for murder, a bootlegger by the name of David Marshall Williams built four semi-automatic rifles. His work on those guns were able to secure early release for him, and he later helped invent the M1 carbine used by the U.S. during World War II.
Well, that's right. I saw that probably on the Hitler Channel in one of those bullet point shows.
Oh, okay.
Well, when you think about that, you think about the Catch Me If You Can guy, who later was hired by the FBI, had a multi-decade career with the FBI.
If you have a unique skill, like Wernher von Braun, you can even be a murderous Nazi and still get favorable treatment.
Frank?
Abingale.
Yeah.
I watched, it's on the YouTube. He does a lecture at a school. It is absolutely worth watching.
He's very personable.
Oh, he's great.
He has to be for how he became all those different people.
Oh, that's true. And that's very true.
He's a con man.
Was that a Spielberg project?
It was, yeah. There were two Spielberg projects involving Tom Hanks and an airport. Catch Me If You Can was one of them. And then The Terminal. About the guy who got stuck because of all his papers weren't correct, and the only place he could live was at the De Gaulle Airport, I believe.
All right, folks, again, Spielberg did two movies involving
Tom Hanks and an airport.
Tom Hanks and an airport, and one was called Catch Me If You Can, and the other one was called The Terminal. I'm just saying.
did you know the first celebrity guest on Sesame Street.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Was it a female? Famous female?
It was a male.
Famous person?
Very famous. Maybe not at that time, but he became such, most notably for The Voice. Not The Voice being the TV show, but his voice.
Oh, wait a minute.
Much younger, much thinner at the time.
Much younger, much thinner.
Johnny Cochran.
You're so close.
Oh, God.
First guest, I don't know. Who? Knock me out. Who is it?
Jim E. Jones, otherwise known as James Earl Jones.
Oh my God.
Hey, Muppets.
Big this Bird, is this CNN. Is CNN.
This is Sesame Street.
I am not your father. I am your father.
But see, that was before he was doing that at the time, so they didn't do any kind of parodies on that. I'm sure they did later when they had him on. All he did was read the alphabet. That was it. But with a voice like that, he could easily read the alphabet and be entertained.
On the other hand, I could do without the Aries go, we have the meats. Get out of here.
That's not James Earl Jones, though.
No. It's a wannabe, and he's annoying as hell.
But this is CNN, and Luke, I am your father.
Yeah. Did you know Houdini was once shackled and sewn up inside a whale's belly?
Houdini.
He loved to do his escape tours. He escaped from the laced and chained whale carcass after 15 minutes, but nearly suffocated on arsenic fumes, which was the chemical they used to embalm the whale. So that almost got him, if not for the...
Which end did he come out of?
Rectum.
Damn, they killed him.
Isn't it ironic the way he died, though? With the guy, the fist into the gut?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, we'll talk about one state and its water. We'll talk about canned food in the U.S. that involves water. We'll talk about an airship. And what else do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Your memory and the age at which it's... we'll talk about that. Your age and your memory, they go together. And... we'll talk about presidential assassinations. Okay. I didn't know that was going to happen on this day, but it came up that way.
It works. We watched a movie called Executive Action yesterday.
Yes.
If you've ever seen it, folks, it goes back to 1973.
And with the passing of time, that movie becomes far more plausible than Oliver Stone's movie. Oliver Stone's got a sequel coming out, right?
Not a sequel. It's just kind a documentary that goes into more of the JFK stuff.
It's like a bookend.
Yeah, I want to say it's...
December?
I'm thinking of that radio station in Boston documentary that came out
WBCS
this week, yeah. I think it's December, yeah, is when that JFK thing is.
Can't wait to see it. 7:34, Montgomery Paint and Body. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and say, I wish I could just drop myself off at MPB and have them make me look as good as new, maybe better, and feel better, too.
Where's your car? That's not it. I'm not here for the car. It's me.
Because many a wreck has showed up at the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane to Montgomery Paint and Body and come out looking brand new, like good as new, maybe better. That's the goal with each and every vehicle, Montgomery Paint and Body. It's all about dedication to each step. No skipping. It's going to be done methodically. It's going to be done right, or it's not going to be done at all. That's the way Donnie Turner has done it since day one. And I really think it's almost like, in a way, not a contest, but they like to see the expression on people's faces when they come to see their car for the first time since it was damaged. Because they do everything humanly possible to get a double take, wide open eyes, and a dropping draw to see, you know, when that car is visible for the first time. In fact, I have a friend who went to get hers. She had some cosmetic damage on the front end. It was bumped up pretty good, scraped up pretty good. But, you know, they went after the entire vehicle to get everything, all the paints matched, everything else, and she didn't even recognize it. Where's my car? What's right there? She didn't even... I swear that's a true story. So get that result with Montgomery Paint and Body. You pay the premiums. You get to pick who fixes the car. 27 Wreck with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Let's see who's behaving and who's not at 735.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic looking pretty good so far this morning. We do have a little bit of congestion, and traffic is growing and building just a bit on I-65 and 85, but right now things are smooth everywhere. Most congested spots, Wetumpka Highway at Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson, and also Northern Boulevard at Jackson Ferry. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. You can pre-order your new Toyota at Reinhart Toyota or buy it online at ReinhartToyota.com. Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard from Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? Make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, besides the dirt, they can hold odors that are apparent when your guests walk in. If you own one of those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. Peaches and Clean cleans tile and grout as well. If you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin area, visit us at peachesandclean.com and schedule your cleaning. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Getting your next car should be as easy as possible. Here's Jim McCain.
There's no need to compromise when you visit the new Infinity of Montgomery, the new home of affordable luxury.
That's right. The new Infinity of Montgomery is open for business and ready to exceed your expectations.
Right now, you can lease a new 2021 Infiniti Q50 Lux for just $473 a month for 42 months with only $640 due at signing.
Or lease a 2022 QX80 Lux with third row seating for just $869 a month for 42 months with only $869 due at signing. If you're considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the new Infiniti models.
Visit the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Boulevard and online at infinityofmontgomery.com.
Q50 VIN, MM707693, QX80 VIN, N9740503. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 11/30/21.
Don't wait to put an end to junk sleep. Shop Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale and wake up a better you. Save up to $500 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets. Unjunk your sleep. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. See details at mattressfirm.com.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I know it's difficult, but maybe it's time to start thinking about buying a cemetery plot.
Oh, please. That's the last thing I need.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
And now,
presidential assassinations is a grave edition of
random facts.
It's grave. That means it's importance
and serious.
And grave because they're
assassinated.
I'm glad that you get these.
Thank you. I'm just helping Jay along.
This guy was present at the assassination of two presidents.
Oh, this is going to be Robert Lincoln?
Yeah.
That's Robert correct.
Lincoln, yes.
Although he wasn't there with his father.
Right.
He was nearby, but he wasn't present at that at that assassination.
Right.
Did you know this state ranks number one as the state with the highest percentage of water? 41.5% of its total area.
Michigan?
Is water. It is Michigan.
Okay.
Sources of water are so abundant there that no one in the state is ever more than 6 miles from a body of water.
I'm batting 1,000 on part two of Random Facts.
You really is. Yeah, exactly. We're going to stick with water and talk about the canned food that you buy here in the United States.
I'll take canned food for 400.
Net weight in canned food in the U.S. includes the water.
Oh, so that big can of tuna I got a food outlet.
Is not very much tuna. It's kind of like...
And your cranberries...
Well,
now if it's the jellied cranberries, that fills the entire can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when you dump that out, exactly.
There's no water in that serving dish.
But no, the net weight in canned food includes the water. Requirements for the food to liquid ratio are arcane. But as an example, the United States or the USDA requires short-cut green beans in an 8-ounce container to weigh at least 4.5 ounces. 56% of the can is water.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And pretty rank water, you know, when you're draining that stuff out of there.
It's the equivalent of air in a bag of chips.
The one exception is cling peaches in heavy syrup. Okay. Back to you.
I don't do the heavy syrup anymore.
Yeah.
I have
Make
to do the
sad. This is like the Crocodile Hunter story.
I have to do the no sugar added fruits so that it's not in the syrup. So that kind of cuts down on the amount of sugar that's going in there. It's still good.
Sure.
Nature's sugar. Did you know the first airship to be lifted by helium used most of the helium available in the world? At the time, to fill its 59,000 cubic meter volume. I don't know what the name of the ship was, but it was using most of the helium that was available in the world. And in fact, I think that's the reason that they switched, because helium was so hard to come by.
We refused to sell it to the Nazis. We're the only place you can get it.
Oh, wow.
And I think most of it in Texas.
Cost plus 10% at food outlets.
Yep, and so that's when they turned to hydrogen, and of course, you know.
Yeah, that's flammable.
That was not good either. And finally, did you know that older adults have a good memory of events which occurred during the age span of 16 to 25?
Okay.
It's known as the reminiscence bump that will fuel nostalgia. And probably all the same reason why everybody thinks that the music during that time period was better than the music that came afterwards.
Very interesting and very true in my case.
16 to 25.
But
what were you listening to at that time?
Well, it actually started more like...
Younger than that?
Pre-teen.
Yeah.
Could you pop Fox Business on for a sec, please?
Yep.
Because I want to talk about Brant McDonald.
Oh, yeah, the futures.
Yeah, I just want to see where we're at today and... let you know that Brant McDonald will be on the air with us this afternoon around 5:15 to analyze the day's market news, because everything affects your money whether you're invested or not. Have they finally put the brakes on inflated gas prices? Things like that. These are things that become rumor that can affect the market and the futures. And what the way the day plays out, how it impacts you is something that I can't think of anybody that's better at analyzing that. And for me, finally, it's never too late, finally got myself an account with Invest Advisors this year. And I'm very pleased, you know, even though it's not what you would call lottery money, it's grown by almost 9%. And that's because I'm in a portfolio that Brant and his team designed for people that want to grow their money and at minimum risk. And it's worked out incredibly well. And they're so good at seeing the train coming down the tracks before it clobbers you. That's what I love. They are anticipating the news before it actually happens and make their moves accordingly. What I recommend is that you call them at 387-0094. Just make an appointment to go in and sit down. You have to bring your checkbook or anything. But talk about you. Talk about your goals. Where you want to be in a year, 5 or 10 or even beyond that. And let them discuss with you ways you can achieve those goals at Invista Advisors 387-0094. All right, we are ready. It's been quiet on the phones this morning, but let's go with today's $10 food on the quiz question.
All right, we're going to go. We'll just make this. I think this will be easy for everybody. Who was the first celebrity guest on Sesame Street?
The first celebrity guest on Sesame Street, plus we have backups. First person with the correct answer wins a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. And then everybody else that wants to do a follow-up with Rich can get a double entry at our grand prize drawing, which is Wednesday this week. So it'll be a smaller pool. You have a better chance to win. 272-9228. We're waiting on you right now.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic still a little bit busy on Northeast Boulevard at Wetumpka Highway and Congressman Dickinson. A little congestion now East Boulevard at I-85 and Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway up to I-85. I-65 and 85 building, we're seeing more and more cars on the interstates, but so far, so good. No real problems that we're seeing out there. Bad credit, don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, mobile, home, land, or automobile. Call MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, top of the mountain in Wetumpka, 567-9000. And MLS 232876 for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Am I going to have to resort to torture tactics? I got 10 minutes of that if you want it. Said Dad to the kids in the back seat of the car at 7:47. Travis wants to crack the pop quiz question. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Can you give us the first guest on Sesame Street?
James Earl Jones.
You're a winner. That is correct.
$10 of free shopping at Food Outlet is yours. Please hold, and Jay will get your information. We'll set that up for you. At 7:48, and I expect to hear from Danny shortly.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The Victory Land Casino 7 days of giveaways is going on right now. We're giving away $250,000. Drawings throughout December. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win.
I see a few sprinkles on the radar here in the river region, but the big area of rain, the one that brought the heavy downpours, the thunder and lightning during the night, all of that is now in southeast Alabama, and that'll be exiting the state very quickly. All of this ahead of a cool front that'll sweep through the state, is sweeping through the state right now, and will bring another shot of breezy, much cooler air. Clouds this morning, of course, but later on it'll give way to sunshine. The winds are not strong now, but they'll be gusty northwest at 15 to 20 later on, adding a little bit of bite to that high temperature today, expected of 64. Freeze warning tonight. Clear, cold. We could see the coldest morning so far. I'm guessing most of us around 30 by dawn. A few towns sneaking into the upper 20s. Very cool tomorrow with sunshine with a high in the 50s. And then great travel weather on Wednesday. That's a big travel day. Low 60s for a high. Thanksgiving is routine. 36 at dawn in the morning. Upper 60s by afternoon. Dry during the daytime. Scattered showers Thursday night. Then breezy, cooler Friday. Right now this morning, wet grounds, but otherwise it's just cloudy. 7:48. It is now 58 outside.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Whether you're working at your camp, on the farm, or on a job site, you deserve equipment that works as hard as you do. That's why we carry brands that are industry leaders like Kubota, Lamprey, Diamond, Bush Hog, and more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
A word about Luke Wire. Here's Rich Thomas.
Thank you very much, Greg. Tell you about Luke Wire. This is time of the year where everybody's getting ready to go probably on some sort of holiday trip. A lot of people didn't go anywhere last year because of the pandemic, but you want to make sure that when you come home to your house, everything's in perfect order, and in fact, you don't hear a squish when you open the door and step on the carpet, because I know some people have done that. Can you imagine you're just getting home from the holidays, you're tired, you're glad you made your destination, and everything's ruined in your house from a corroded pipe maybe in the attic from the water heater. Plumbing by Luke Wire has a whole house plumbing inspection. I got it. Took about 35 minutes. It's about time for me to get another one, by the way. just to make sure that everything is up to par and it's not expected to become a major problem soon. But they'll fix it, though, if it is going to be something that needs attention right away at Plumbing by Luke Wire. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. They never charge overtime regardless of when you call, and that's great peace of mind to know because it's now a no-brainer at my house. If it's going to be any time during the weekend or a holiday or in the middle of the night, you can call 264-9666, talk with Plumbing by Luke Wire. They come to tell you they're on their way. They also diagnose the problem and tell you how much it's going to cost ahead of time. Very professional. And by the way, if it is time for, let's say, a new water heater your house, they can set you up with a cost-efficient water heater that's going to save you some money on your electric bill or your gas bill, okay? At Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666, Alabama certification number 84417.
Here's your local news rewind, 751.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Troy football coach Chimp Lindsey has been fired. AD Brent Jones announced Sunday that the university is making a change in leadership and parting ways with Lindsey. The news comes in the wake of Troy's 45-7 home loss this weekend. A man is in police custody after assaulting a state trooper. 57-year-old Randy Lee Wade was arrested without incident in Sumter County Saturday night. Police say that on Friday, a trooper stopped Wade for a traffic violation, and the trooper was in the process of arresting Wade for six warrants when Wade assaulted the trooper and fled the scene. And with the Iron Bowl now just days away, the Department of Veterans Affairs is teaming up with the Student Veterans Associations for both Alabama and Auburn for Operation Iron Rug. Participants will walk from Tuscaloosa to Auburn carrying 17 rucksacks representing the 17 veterans who take their lives across the country every day. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's here, and I'm going to try to save my voice and not break your eardrums on this one. I just want to tell you from my heart that the sale that we run as a pre-Thanksgiving blowout is a sale like no other sale ever before. It's totally insane. Every single item in the store gets a nutsy, crazy price. We have blowout items that are unheard of from $29, $79, $99, unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's going to run now through Black Friday. You can lay away until Christmas. You really want to stop in and see us. Thank you.
Switching season is here at WOW. Get gig speed internet for just $64.99 a month at wowway.com. Plus, get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us.
WOW.
After the promotional period, HBO Max will auto-renew at then prevailing rate. Limited to new customers with auto-pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hi, Rich here for Healthy Pets. They're located on the Atlanta Highway. It's the River Region's only locally owned healthy pet store. When I go into those big box stores, I really don't know what to trust. Whether you have a cat or a dog, they only stock the best, the most healthy selections for your pet. And by the way, if you don't see what you're looking for, they can special order products for you. You can check out their inventory online, forhealthypetsonline.com. Located in the Village East Shopping Center on the Atlanta Highway, for healthy pets, for your healthy pets. Right, Chase? Good dog.
New trucks are starting to arrive at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Don't wait. Come in and get yours before they disappear. Also, the new 2022 Blazers will be here this month. And as always, Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs in the River Region. Christmas will be here soon, so if you have an extra vehicle you don't need, bring it by for an instant cash offer. I'm sure that Christmas cash will come in handy. Larry Puckett has great finance and service departments. These will make your Larry Puckett Chevrolet experience a dream. Look online at LarryPuckett.com and drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Get great buys on new Chevrolets as well as on the pre-owned cars and trucks. Stop by and see them on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or you can shop them online before you come by at LarryPuckett.com.
It sounds kind of like...
When I crank it, it makes this sound.
When you turn left, it goes.
Well, mine goes.
I think there's something wrong.
We know exactly what you're talking about.
Your friends at Tire City and Automotive Service are speaking your language. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway or Woodley Road.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This Thanksgiving, don't settle for a turducken.
boring.
Crank up the meat and serve your loved ones a Bivena Porgoter Rabbit Duckinster.
A Bivena Porgoter Rabbit Duckinster?
On the outside, it's a delicious whole cow. Inside that is a deer. Inside the deer is a succulent pig. Inside the pig is a goat. Inside of that is a turkey with a rabbit inside. In the rabbit is a duck with a chicken inside of that. And in the center is a tender hamster.
Mmm, a Bivena Porgoter Rabbit Duckinster.
Get ready to be thankful you're not a vegetarian with a Bivena Porgoter Rabbit Duckinster. A hamster inside a chicken, inside a duck, inside a rabbit, inside a turkey, inside a goat, inside a pig, inside a deer, inside a cow.
A Bivena Porgoter Rabbit Duckinster.
Thanksgiving just got meatier.
Stop reinventing the wheel. I know you can't get one of those at Food Outlet, and I know this. I have a source on the phone here. My friend Danny Patterson, manager of the Food Outlet. And was I not there like at 7:30 in the morning yesterday, like right on the
button? Right on the dot, 7:30.
Yes, sir. And it's so funny because I was, I think I was in the aisle next to the fresh fruits and vegetables and dairy. And somebody that listens to the show came up and said, I don't think you're going to find any beanie weenies here. They're in the next aisle over. So, Danny, good to hear from you. Let's talk about, I was able to get everything I needed yesterday for Thanksgiving.
Good morning.
And I know I saved on it. So what would you like to remind the listeners of this morning?
Well, we have 3 shopping days left of Thanksgiving. And I know dessert's high on the menu. We have Priester's pecan pies.
Oh, yeah.
We have Priester's snacks. Anything Priester's you like, we have in the store. And also Dean's cakes. That's the 7-layer cakes. We have all variety of Dean's cakes. So come by, get your desserts for Thanksgiving. And everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. We'd be glad to see you.
It's a terrific group. Somebody called my afternoon show, I think it was on Friday, and not only loves shopping there and saving the money, but went to extraordinary lengths to talk about how quickly your team gets people through the line and on their way. That the customer service is top notch.
Yes, sir. We have 8 registers and we use every one of them.
And also wanted to mention, what was it? This is going to take me a minute to think. Oh, my goodness. There was something I bought, yes. Oh, by the way, I shouldn't even lead people into temptation. Danny, you know those new things that Hershey's put out, the like cupcake thing? There's 8 to a box. Those are really good. And so are the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup ones. I've been trying them. And you'll find those back in the bread section at Food Outlet, where I buy that artisan toast that I make for Rich every morning.
Somebody had Hershey's Yingling the other day at this event. Hershey's has teamed up with Yingling.
I've never heard of that, but I don't think they have that at Food Outlet. Danny, thanks for taking the time, and let us know when you have specials or something you want to make the listeners aware of. We appreciate you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Now, there was something yesterday. Oh, it's going to make me crazy until I think of it. Not that I need the help. We're at 7:59.
Well, you're past your reminiscent bump.
I had
random facts.
Did you hear that Apple is going to produce their own car?